Welcome to Jurassic Park Radio. Join host Todd Jurassic as he explores the great outdoors and the great unknown. Here we go.
Welcome to Jurassic Park Radio. This is the initial broadcast of Jurassic Park Radio with your host, Todd Jurassic. Our special guest tonight is a good friend of mine, award-winning conservationist, writer, and photographer, Chester Moore, Jr. We're going to be talking tonight about a controversial subject and one he knows well about, that is black cats or black panthers in America. How you doing, Chester?
Man, I'm doing great. It's awesome to be on the air talking with you about this topic. You know, I've been studying and writing about it and broadcasting about it for so long, but the mystery just keeps deepening and deepening, and we find answers and we get more questions. So it's going to be exciting tonight. I think it's going to be a journey on the very first episode of Jurassic Park Radio.
All right, let's get started then. When the word Black Panther is used, what exactly is a Black Panther?
You know, that is the best question to possibly ask on this topic, because people have their own ideas of what a Black Panther might be. And what's interesting to me is almost everyone that I speak with initially assumes that we're talking about a black cougar. The cat Felis concolor is known as a cougar, a puma, a mountain lion, a catamount, a painter, different names to different parts of North America. But the black panthers, the large, long-tailed black cats that you see on television shows, you might see in a zoo or in a commercial or those kind of things, are black leopards and black jaguars. You have albinism, which is, a loss of skin pigment. A lot of white happens. And then you have melanism, which is black, hyper-black pigment, and that is what you have, melanistic leopards, melanistic jaguars. So that's the black panthers that you would think of. But when people say black panther, I think most of the time when I ask a follow-up question, they think we're talking about a black cougar.
Hmm. Yeah, I know when I think of black panthers, I think of all your tropical cats as being black. But and anything seen around here is maybe being a paranormal thing or somebody seeing a panther in the dark and thinking, hey, that's black.
Well, that's a good thing. You said tropical, and obviously the jaguar is the North American resident cat that throws melanism, and they can throw melanistic offspring. Most of the cats seen on, like, television commercials, television programs and things have been leopards. Asia, the Asiatic leopard, tends to throw more melanism than the African leopards do. So most of them are Asiatic leopards. But cougars, Felis concolor, have never been proven to have any melanistic offspring. So in all the thousands of cougars killed by hunters every year, all of the thousands mounted by taxidermists, the thousands in zoos and private collections, going back to the beginning of collecting this stuff, there's never been a black specimen brought in.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
What about, are there black panthers in America then, do you think?
Well, that's where it gets a little more controversial. What is a black panther? See, people report seeing long-tailed black cats throughout the United States of America. And it's really interesting because I've been collecting reports. I started gathering cougar reports because in the part of East Texas that I live in, our state Parks and Wildlife Department for a very long time was very reluctant to say we even had cougars here. And so I was gathering cougar reports. I had my own sighting when I was 14 years old. A cougar walked out on a rice levee about 10 yards in front of me, looked right at me in the daylight. So I had a up close and personal, brush with a cougar. And I was fascinated that people thought they didn't live around here. So I started gathering reports. But what I noticed probably 2 to 3 years in, that there are more people were reporting seeing large black cats than they were the standard edition cougar. And to me, that was very interesting. So people are seeing something out there. You know, it's just a matter of kind of trying to figure out what the heck they're seeing.
That's pretty interesting. Are there any other wild cats in America that could possibly fit that category?
Well, I have to go back to the jaguar for a second because The jaguar is a cat that throws melanism. There have been jaguars been proved. People don't realize the jaguar in its original range that we know of extended its range all the way into Louisiana, into eastern Texas, all the way across Arizona, New Mexico, parts of California. And that cat had a large home range within their range. So they're telling how far they were distributed at one point because large males and things will move pretty good distances. However, it's been believed that the jaguar was extinct in the continental United States of America. And a few years back, maybe a decade or so ago, the Arizona Fish and Game Department, New Mexico, both did game camera programs. They set many, many game cameras out and established since then that there are about over a dozen or so jaguars have moved into their part of the world. And I believe they're definitely in the Trans-Pecos region of Texas, at least. But none of those have been black or melanistic. However, I interviewed some people with Panthera. And I'm not talking about Pantera with Phil Anselmo and Dimebag Darrell, the defunct metal band. Panthera, the cat research group. And learned that melanism is a dominant trait in jaguars. In other words, if a male jaguar were to go into a region breeding, he could make the offspring chiefly black. So is it possible that a remnant jaguar population was present in maybe eastern Texas, for example, and the last few specimens were black, or maybe there was a black dominant male, and that's what you got? I don't know. That is a realm of possibility. I have seen zero game camera evidence, but I have a lot of anecdotal evidence from people that claim to have seen cat. They all said they saw a black panther. But Todd, I've had people tell me details of sightings that, in my opinion, couldn't be anything else but a jaguar.
Interesting.
Oklahoma. I was going to say about Oklahoma up there. I know. I remember you telling me that you've had people say they saw large black cats, but they saw spots on them.
That's correct. Yes, actually, a couple as far north as where I live in Tulsa. So yes.
Yeah, that's totally fascinating because that goes way beyond the realm of what science is supposed to be. And that was the thing I hear. I've heard people tell me I saw a large, long-tailed black cat, the size of a German Shepherd. Some people say quite a bit bigger. And then it turned, and I saw spots. Because if you look at a melanistic leopard or melanistic jaguar, it looks completely black in one angle. And it turns, you see it's actually got spots on it. So to me, when I hear a report like that from someone who is definitely not trying to get any fame in the blogosphere or somewhere on the internet, they're just telling me a report and they're not suggesting it's a jaguar. To me, that's worth investigating.
That's pretty crazy. What about the potential for jaguar rundies being up here in this part of the country and across the U.S.?
Well, the Jaguarundi, to me, is probably one of the prime candidates for being a black panther because, you see, people cannot tell scale on an animal. I love getting game camera photos. And I know, Todd, you are someone who sets a lot of – you've sent me some wonderful game camera photos. And people send them to me all the time, and please send them to me at chester@kingdomzoo.com. I love to see game camera photos of animals. I love helping people identify certain animals. I have probably in the last 2 to 3 years shot down at least 20 different people who thought they had a cougar. Now, I'm talking about right up on top of a game camera. They thought they had a cougar in the photo, but they had a bobcat. Mm-hmm. And the bobcat is simple to tell from a cougar. And people
tail
thought
wise,
that they had
especially.
Yeah, because well, number one, a cougar's tail is almost as long as his body. But what happens is bobcats can be a little taller than some people picture, and they look tall if they have the long legs, they're kind of lanky build, and they actually have a tail. I've seen bobcats with like a 6 or 7 inch long tail. So that throws people. So people don't understand. And so when people see a domestic house cat, I actually think the domestic house cat is probably responsible for more black panther sightings than any other thing in North America. People see a cat at a distance, it's black, and I've identified quite a few domestic house cats in game camera photos people thought were a black panther, And then I talked to a couple of the people. They were trying to tell me it was like a black leopard or a jaguar that escaped. I'm like, dude, that is a house cat.
Wow.
I've actually had a guy
Five
send me a game
amazing.
Camera photo. It really is. I mean, I had a guy send me a game camera photo of a tabby cat, like a tabby-colored cat under his deer feeder. And he wondered what kind of wild domestic cat, what kind of wild exotic cat it was. I said, it's not exotic at all. It's probably the farmer's cat that eats mouse in their barn and is under the feeder eating birds, you know. And so people can't tell scale. So it's a long way of getting back to your amazing question about the Jaguarundi. Because the Jaguarundi is a cat that is native to America, native to Texas, native to Arizona. And that cat in New Mexico, that cat is a long, short, but long cat. The world record, the longest I found on record, was 54 inches long, according to the research that I saw years ago, which is a pretty long cat. Most are a lot smaller than that, about in the 3-foot range. But the tail is actually a little longer than the body, and they are dark gray to black, and some are dark chocolate brown. There's even a few blonde specimens out there. So someone seeing a dark chocolate cat with a long tail or a dark gray cat at a distance, and most people have no idea. Most people into wildlife don't know a Jaguarundi exists. So they don't have a Jaguarundi as a reference. They just call it what they call domestic cats and other things, Black Panthers. I had a sighting, and I got to give a friend of mine, a now deceased friend of mine, Don Zeidel. He was the editor of Texas Fish and Game before I was. I worked under him for a number of years, and he wrote a book called American Man Killers, a great book about wildlife that ate folks. And Don liked to theorize, and he said, he called me, Chet. Hey, Chet, you ever thought about the Jaguarundi being Black Panther sightings? And about 6 months later, I'm driving in Jefferson County, Texas, about 350 miles north of where the accepted Jaguarundi range is, and a Jaguarundi walks right across the road in front of me in broad daylight. And I had photographed him at the Texas Zoo in Victoria, knew the cat very well, and go, oh, cool, a Jaguarundi. Then I slammed on my brakes and go, oh, my, a Jaguarundi. And I actually had a Parks and Wildlife biologist go on record saying that there were Jaguarundis in the area. And I mean, I know what it was. I saw the cat walk in front of me, and it was interesting because it fit their pattern. They're diurnal. Most cats are nocturnal. This is a daylight hunting chiefly cat. So it fit the pattern. It was like 9 o'clock in the morning, and it was on a little road on this island. It is loaded with bobcats and loaded with toy wolves and all kind of other cool stuff. I've taken you out there before. And so I think the Jaguarundi could be some of the sources of sightings. If you go to my website, go to wildlifejournalist.com, you can click on the blog link. We have a photo of a Jaguarundi that's in an area of Texas. They haven't been verified in years. My friend Jim Broadus operates Bear Creek Feline Center in Panama City, Florida, and he has one of the only captive populations of Jaguarundis in America. And he verified this photo as a Jaguarundi. I mean, I have sat in Jim's living room with a Jaguarundi walking between us. I mean, this guy's got a cool place. And have also, he looked at another photo in Grimes County, Texas, someone sent us, that is about 500 miles north, or I'd say 400 miles north of accepted Jaguarundi territory, and it's definitely no doubt Jaguarundi. So I think they're part of the equation, Todd.
I know that we may have seen one, about 5 years ago in Orange County. It was during the middle of the day, went in briefly, and it was big, and it was black, and, you know, but obviously when it's moving that fast, you're not always able to identify. And that wasn't a house cat, because it was pretty big. So,
yeah, and that's the thing, you know, it's bigger.
It looks a lot. I mean, I could see where people could mistake even a Jaguarundi for a house cat. It looks a lot like a supersized house cat. And,
yeah, see, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that. I have a problem people mistaking a house cat for a jaguar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a bigger leap, right? The jaguar to house
cat. Yeah, I think anytime
leap.
You see something in black, though, too, I'll be honest with you, and there's that – I think sometimes the colors play with your tricks on your mind. I think anything black is a little spookier, especially when you're startled by it. I know I had a friend about 20 miles south of here. He said it was halfway across the road, which, you know, whatever the road is, and it was cougar size, and it was pitch black, he said, with a curled up tough tail and a big tuff at the end of it, like a braid rope. So, and he didn't even know there was anything unusual about it. And that was about 5 years ago. So what do you think is the greatest cause of the Black Panther sightings in America then? I guess basically the Jaguars and the Jaguarundis?
No, house cats. I think that's the biggest cause is probably domestic house cats. That's not the only solution, though. I think part of it is these Jaguar. I know Jaguarundis are. I just know. The controversial part to me is the Jaguar. Could it be Jaguars? Now, the problem is we have very few reports in Texas in these areas of typical spotted Jaguar. I have a map, and the map has pins in it for different mystery cats that I considered reliable reports by either game camera photos or videos, or the people's descriptions were so detailed. And I've been interviewing people for 25 years. I can tell people are trying to lie. I have many reports I've gotten that I will not put a pin on that map. But I've had several that seem like a melanistic jaguar. But I have three different reports from people. One of those is in Louisiana, just across the border in Sabine National Wildlife Refuge. A guy called me one day. He had my phone number from the newspaper that I worked for. I did a lot of work for back in that day. And he said, I was duck hunting today, and I saw a jaguar walk out of the water, climb up on the levee, and shake itself off. And I'm so used to hearing Black Panther reports that, oh, you mean a large black cat? He goes, no, a jaguar, a yellow spotted jaguar. And it was really interesting because that area, someone had reported seeing a melanistic jaguar, and they described seeing a black cat on their fence line, and they shined it with the light, and when it turned, it saw the rosette spots, which are typical of a jaguar. I have another report of a jaguar sighting in west central Texas. So are these reliable reports? The people seem awful reliable. I don't know, though. I mean, it's a big leap to say these are all jaguars this far north, but you and I both know there are a lot of mysteries in nature and a lot of possibilities out there. And people, you know, my friend Patrick Trumbull, who does, you call him the turtle man. He used to really do a lot on cryptid turtles and like the Beast of Busco and things like that. He said one time, he's walking with me in the woods, he goes, people think there's not enough room for X, Y, or Z animal to be here. That's because they drive by it. He goes, let them walk in this stuff. And there are nooks and crannies of the – it really is, man. There are nooks and crannies of the woods and stuff out there that people never go in. And I know you can walk right by these great cats. And unless they're moving or out in the broad open, you're not going to see them, you know. So I think we'll eventually get some game camera proof on this stuff, but it remains controversial.
Well, one thing I noticed, too, is that some of these people are not that I've run into are not misidentified house cats. And one perfect example, I have two friends. One saw one come out of a pond, thought it was a black lab. Cats ain't going in the pond. Sorry. I had another friend that thought it was a lab going across the Illinois River back in the 80s. He got back out and he went across the other side and he realized it was a cougar, panther, panama. Catamount, he said he thought it was a Black Panther. And these things are swimming. And jaguars, they love water. And I can't see a house cat going in water. Try throwing one in water and see what happens. So
exactly.
That's
a great point. Like you mentioned, two different reports of swimming cats. I had the one report of a swimming cat. There are only a few. There's a fishing cat, there's a small cat, there's the tigers, and there's the jaguar that love water. All cats will, wild cats will swim if they have to, but the jaguar is one that's particularly fond of water. And there's an amazing video, by the way, on YouTube of a melanistic jaguar crossing the Amazon. And just so happened that the president of the World Wildlife Federation was there and got it on video. So he showed up just in time. But, in my report, this is not a scientific analysis. This is a journalist analysis. I would estimate 50% of the Black Panther reports I get are domestic house cats. I would say 25% are probably Jaguarundi. The rest could possibly be jaguar. That's my kind of breakdown of what people are seeing. And you have to also throw melanistic bobcats in there because bobcats will throw melanism. I have seen a mounted black specimen at the Gander Mountain store that was in Beaumont, Texas before it shut down. And they do exist. They're proven to exist, and people can't tell a bobcat from a cougar a lot of times. But there are definitely people. There are definitely reports that are truly mysterious, Todd. And when you see someone see a large long-tailed cat come out of the water and shake itself, you know, you got to question, is it possibly a remnant jaguar population that we've never been aware of? You know, the great naturalist John James Audubon, who wrote The Quadrupeds and did all the work on the birds of America and the quadrupeds and identify these species, interviewed General Sam Houston, who fought for Texas independence at San Jacinto, where he won the battle, and said, quote, there were many jaguars east of San Jacinto. Sam Houston said that they came across them. I live east of San Jacinto, is the Louisiana border. That's where we're at right here. That's where I'm doing this from. I am literally a half a mile from where there's been a black jaguar report. So no one's getting on game cameras to do. They're not sending them. And that's another thing I like to talk about a second is the game camera photos. I get a lot of them sent to me, and there's been one of allegedly a black panther. You see the spots on it that was capturing a game camera in Texas that changed its destination every time it got forwarded around. It's been on Facebook now. And the cat looked like a leopard to me. It turned out to be a black leopard from Africa on a game camera there. So I like firsthand game camera reports where the guy with the game camera photo gives me the photo. That makes it a whole lot more legit in my book.
Yeah. Yeah, it would be a lot more verifiable. One thing that concerns me, I mean, kind of concerns me, but rather I find it hard to believe that some of these reports are jaguars, because you've got reports of black panthers across the United States, up into Canada, all the way probably from the 1700s. Now, the jaguar, I can see them living in Oklahoma. I can see them living in Texas. I can see them living in some of these places, even Minnesota in the summertime, but no winter. That's where I'm struggling. And because
you're right. You know, there are reports throughout America. I don't believe they're cougars. That's the one thing I'll say. I do not believe they're cougars, because if melanism was that common in cougars, hunters would be killing them, because they hunt them with hounds.
That's a good
point.
They'd be killed
because there's thousands of cougars killed legally every year in America, especially in Colorado, Montana, Utah, Nevada, all Arizona, New Mexico, all those states. And there's never been a black one killed. If there were as many reports as there are of them being black, so is there something else out there? Don't know. Or is there a mass hallucination of kitty cat reports? I don't know that either, but I know in my kind of realm of where I do my research, you know, it's a really interesting topic, what people are out there seeing. And in my estimation, in the American South at least, the bulk of the reports are misidentified house cats, jaguar run, these which are living in, I know for a fact, beyond their normal accepted range, and possibly jaguars. But here's another thing. In my new book, I have a book. Yes, I'm shamelessly plugging my book. Well, we have a few moments of capitalism left. It's called Mysterious Wildlife Volume 1, and it's called The Field Guide to Texas Wildcats. And we have a little section in there, and it's called Black Longtails. Okay? Now, Jeff Stewart, who's a cryptozoologist and he's a blogger for fishgame.com, got a game camera photo a few years back of a cat and he measured the brush and vegetation in this spot on his deer lease. And this cat looks fairly domestic cat, but it's obviously at least double the size of the very largest house cat you've ever seen. And it's bulkier and taller. It's bulkier and taller. And right before I released the book, and you see people buy the book, the photos in the book, a guy sent me a photo. He just made me not tell his location, of exact same kind of cat walking down a water trough. It's very long tail, and it's not a jaguar rundi. So what are people seeing? You know, there was an interesting article in an Australian publication about that these people are seeing feral cats, 2 to 3 times the normal size of feral cats in parts of Australia. Is there some kind of a quick evolution happening here? You know, I believe in the kind of evolution that is a cat turns into a cat. You know, feral hogs, you can take a Yorkshire pig from the farm, put him in the wild, and in a few months he's going to start going long tufts. He's going to start having hair. Is there some kind of adaptation that's happened to some domestic cats? I don't know. It's an interesting question because some of these photos are odd. You know, what are people really out there seeing? And so maybe there's something that's happened out there in nature that would surprise all of us.
Well, that's what makes it fun about mysterious animals. And that I know that there's a potential even from – I know the woods have been hunted for years, even in Canada and stuff, but the potential for stuff filtering its way back down. Yes, the population in America and Canada has grown by millions, but there's a lot less people in the woods than there were 100 years ago. So the food population goes up. Stuff can – filter its way down. I hate to break it to people that are listening, but animals don't stick to the borders that are in your books you get.
That's
so
a fact,
there's a potential of stuff sneaking back down. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what limits the any kind of crossbreeding or anything. And like you said, you know, it could be some adaptation going on there, that there's some other stuff potentially out. It's just amazing that there's – that these things are able to hide as well as they do. But then we have raccoons in the city, coyotes in the city, foxes in the city, squirrels in the city, and they all, you go out at night, daytime, you see nothing, you go out at night and you're startled by raccoons coming out of the sewer and foxes eating your cat food out. So animals are smart and they adapt quick, a lot of them, and they're not all endangered like some people would like you to believe. But anyhow, what do you think these cats need any kind of protection?
Man, you know, that's a great question. Number one thing is, if you're a hunter and you see a black long-tailed cat, do not pull the trigger. And why I tell you this, because number one, if it's a jaguarundi and you kill it, federally endangered species. If it is a jaguar, melanistic jaguar, federally endangered species. So there's two cats that are on our list that are possible dangers. So don't kill them. They already have federal protections. If it's a species we don't know about, you know, what would you do with that? Who knows? But there are some things happening here. I think the bigger issue, Todd, is wildlife habitat and conserving corridors of habitat and taking good care of the animal habitat. Certainly the prey base, as you previously mentioned, of not only white-tailed deer and mule deer and things now, but the feral hog population, particularly in the South, has boomed to such an extent. I got to go with Texas Parks and Wildlife in 1997 to document the radio collaring of cougars in South Texas, and they were telling me that 50% of their diet was small feral hogs. So you're right. There could have been things in the woods that were essentially people thought were extinct and then a remnant population. All of a sudden, the prey booms. People don't go in the woods as much as they used to, and then you have an opportunity for the species to sort of rise out of obscurity. So part of my research, my work is always dedicated to conservation. If you go to wildlifejournalist.com or the Wildlife Journalist on Facebook, conservation is the key. I believe that God's resources, Christ's creation, deserves protecting and conserving, using it wisely. And being a follower of Christ makes me want to conserve even more because I realize it was made to give him glory, you know. And if you look out there, the thing really that's intriguing me, my favorite animal in the world is a jaguar. I got to work with him in captivity for 2 years. Incredible, incredible thing. But this black long tail phenomenon, these strange cats that are out there that defy all the explanation, those guys are really intriguing me right now, you know, what is out there. And so maybe, just maybe, one of us will get a game camera photo or a video of one.
That would be awesome. That would be incredible. Any last words that you want to share on the whole panther phenomenon?
It's an interesting topic that it's got legs forever. It just keeps going and going and going and going because the mystery keeps deepening. Once we think we know things, more questions pop up. What are these strange domestic cat-looking cats that are much bigger, built a little bit different? What's going on with that? I think that's a whole separate almost. Then you have the phenomenon. Now, here's an interesting – I'm going to leave you with this one. You don't just have, you know, the black panther, but how about a white panther? Go to the Wildlife Journalist, click on my blog link. There is a white panther. Then here's the thing. it's verified that cougars can have albinism. There is an albino specimen in a zoo in Europe, and in Casper, and I think he's in Greece, actually. And there's a video in Texas last year from a distance of an animal that moves and jumps across a creek like a cougar would move, and people think it was a white cougar. There was actually, and I'm trying to find some people who are eyewitnesses. This is listed in a bunch of different forums and things, a bunch of white cougar reports from out around Red Rocks out there in Colorado. So it's not just the Black Panthers, but maybe there's white ones out there too.
That would be awesome. It goes right up there with the blue tigers that were supposedly seen in Asia back in the 30s and 40s and 50s.
Someone
that would be awesome. Well,
thank you. If I could see any mystery cat of all time, it would have been the blue tiger you mentioned. And I have a photo on my photo. I wish it was a photo. I have a really incredible artistic rendering done by our mutual friend Bill Rebson and hanging in my office that he did for me of that blue cat. So, and the great Dr. Carl Schuker has done a lot of work on that. So I give him salute for allowing me to even know such a creature ever existed. So I want to salute you, Todd, for Jurassic Park Radio. You are a great mind in this field, and I'm really excited to see what you bring out in people and the great topics you have on the air.
Yeah, well, thank you, and I'll pay you after the show. Thanks for having you on, Chester, and look forward to having you on for other stuff. And guys, have a good night, and thanks for listening. And hopefully we'll have some more cool stuff to talk about here in the future. Thank you.
Sounds great.